This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Louisiana authorities continue to warn residents of the dangers of Tropical Storm Barry, although the city of New Orleans did not get hit as hard as some had expected. Thousands of customers remain without power, and others are preparing for high waters. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane. It is the first of the 2019 hurricane season. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Barry's impact is expected to last for several days.
Even on Tuesday morning, we still have some sort of center of circulation up there in Missouri. So that's a long time to be producing a lot of rainfall and a lot of gusty winds.
And Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that the slow-moving storm could continue to dump rain upstream of New Orleans and residents, and they should be prepared. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents are expected to launch a nationwide operation this Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. Campaign confirmed Friday by President Trump is expected to focus on hundreds of families in cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. ICE agents will target mostly Central Americans who are on an accelerated docket of immigration court cases, according to the ICE acting director, Matthew Elbins. The Republican president's announcement is expected to be well received by citizens who voted for him on his campaign to crack down on migrants. Democrats have denounced the operation, declaring it as inhumane to target families. Thousands of protesters turned out Saturday in part of Hong Kong to demonstrate against traders from mainland China. The demonstration was held in an area near the Chinese city of Shenzhen, along the border with Hong Kong. Many stores were closed along the demonstration route. This is VOA News. The NATO-led security alliance in Afghanistan says an American soldier was killed in action Saturday, which brings to 11 the number of deaths among the U.S. military this year in Afghanistan. The Resolute Support mission gave no further details and withheld the name of the service member until the next of kin was informed. Fatality reportedly has brought to 2,430 the number of U.S. service members killed since the Afghan war started in October of 2001. The Taliban insurgency said in a brief statement its fighters had planted a roadside bomb in the district of the eastern Afghan province of Rawdak. It went on to claim the powerful blast struck an American armored personnel carrier, killing two invaders and injuring three others. Authorities in Somalia say the death toll from Friday's attack on a hotel in the southern Somali port city of Kismayo has climbed to 33. The president of the regional administration said another 56 people were wounded. The cause of the power outage in New York City that plunged a portion of Manhattan to darkness Saturday night is still unknown. Service cut out about 6:47 local time. And by 11 p.m., electric crews had begun restoring power. During a news conference, John McVoy, the CEO of the power company Con Edison, was asked about explosions heard in the region.
I can't speak to the explosions that they may have heard. When you have incidents like this, large circuit breakers, which are the high-voltage equivalent of circuit breakers in a panel in your house, operate. And they are very loud when they operate. That could have been what they heard, but I can't know for sure, because there were restoration attempts made as per our procedure.
Con Edison said about 72,000 customers, residents, and businesses were without power on the city's west side. Traffic lights went out, subways and elevators stalled, and air conditioners stopped working completely. Turkey is now continuing to receive Russian S-400 air defense parts while the U.S. disapproves. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma.
The arrival of more parts of the air defense system aboard a fourth Russian cargo plane is occurring despite Washington's objections. The U.S. has repeatedly warned it will impose economic sanctions and kick Turkey out of the F-35 stealth fighter jet program if Ankara does not stop its S-400 purchase. Turkey has refused to bow to American pressure, saying its defense purchase is a matter of national sovereignty. Officials released a statement late Friday saying the procurement was not an option, but rather a necessity due to the nation's security concerns. I'm Charles de la Desma.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.